This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, April 7. What belongs to God? Our reading comes from Mark chapter 12. Later they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his words. They came to him and said, "Teacher, we know that you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. But you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we?" But Jesus knew their hypocrisy. "Why are you trying to trap me?" he asked. "Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." They brought the coin, and he asked them, "Whose image is this, and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then Jesus said to them, "Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." And they were amazed at him. People were finding out that Jesus aimed to teach the way of God rather than playing by the world's rules. That led the Pharisees and Herodians to think they could trap Jesus. Their question about paying taxes seemed to give him only two choices: play by the world's rules and ruin his reputation as a God-centered teacher, or reject the government's taxes and give the appearance of leading a rebellion. They just didn't get it, and often neither do we. When Jesus didn't play by the world's rules, it wasn't because he despised them. It was because he had a higher purpose. Jesus wasn't after Caesar's money or kingdom or anything prized by the world. Jesus had a higher purpose, a loftier goal that made taxes seem trivial. Jesus was after what belonged to God because Jesus was God. So the trick of the religious leaders became a perfect opportunity for Jesus to teach what he was really after. "Whose image is on the coin?" Jesus asks. "If it has Caesar's image on it," he said, "give it to Caesar. What God wants is what has God's image on it. And what has God's image? Where has God inscribed his name? On us. God doesn't want our money or stuff. He wants his children. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, thank you for gathering us to your Father, our Father. Help us see that we belong to God, who wants us completely. Amen."
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.